Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Romeo. How can I help you?
Hey, Doom Romeo. My name is Doreen. You guys charged my account for $59.89 for advanced daily offers. What is that?
Can we get started by getting your zip code?
11552.
And can you state your name on it? Can you state your first and last name?
Doreen Meme, 307 Charles Street.
And can you verify your address?
307 Charles Street, West Hempstead, New York, 11552.
And do you recall on January the 30th paying $1 or $2 for a sweepstakes for a vacuum, an iPad, or a tablet?
No. I did not authorize this.
You don't recall paying $1 or $2 for an iPad, a vacuum, or a tablet?
No, sir.
Bear me one moment. Yes, ma'am, and it does show that your account was already canceled, ma'am.
It was already canceled, so I'm getting the money back?
We do have a no-refund policy. I do apologize about that.
So am I receiving the money back?
No, ma'am, we have a no-refund policy.
But I don't even know what this is, sir.
Yes, ma'am, and it does show that you already called in and got your account canceled.
What account was canceled?
The account you have with us.
Okay, but where's my $59?
Pardon me, ma'am?
Where's my $59 you took from me?
Ma'am, that was the price for entering that.
That was the price for what?
Ma'am, you paid $1 or $2 for a sweepstakes, and it entered you into 1 hour meal plan at house.
Wait. I paid what? I got what?
You paid $1 or $2 for a sweepstakes, and it entered you into 1 hour meal planning apps, which in the meal planning app focuses on how to use real food to boost your energy and cut sugar and carb cravings.
No.
And the membership fee for that store is $59.99.
Okay, I did not order no store. I'm 86 pounds. I don't need anything to lose weight or anything like that. That was not me. I want my money back.
Yes, ma'am, and it does show that you already had that account canceled, and we do have a no-refund policy.
My account was canceled. Who canceled the account?
The show that you called in to cancel, ma'am?
I want my money back.
Yes, ma'am, and we have a no-refund policy, ma'am. I apologize about that.
But, sir, I didn't authorize it. So how can you not give me my money back when it wasn't me who was doing anything?
Yes, ma'am, and it does show that you called into council on March the 2nd, ma'am.
Okay, so where's my money? Is it coming back to me?
No, ma'am, we have a no-refund policy, ma'am.
I know, you keep saying that, but I didn't do it, so why are you charging me for something I didn't do?
Yes, ma'am, and if you did not make that purchase, you were supposed to call in and say that the first time you called in, ma'am.
I did, sir. I'm calling you right now because this is the first I'm hearing about it. This is my first phone call to you. I didn't call you anything. This is the first phone call I'm calling. I want my money back. This wasn't me.
Yes, ma'am, I do apologize about that. We have a no-refund policy.
I know, you keep saying that.
Yes, ma'am, so we cannot get that refund.
But it wasn't me, so what am I supposed to do? You're taking money out of my account. That wasn't me who authorized it.
Yes, ma'am, and...
Yeah, Yes,
the
ma'am.
The account is under Doreen Mame.
I am Doreen Mame.
Yes, ma'am, and that's who the account is under.
I don't even know what this is. You're telling me it's under their account. What is it?
Yes, ma'am, we are a third-party call center which service several products such as keto, CBD oil. We do service hundreds of products.
But that's not me.
Yes, ma'am, and we have a no-refund policy.
Okay, so somebody's using my name.
Charges.
Okay, you keep telling me that. Somebody's using my name. That's okay by you?
You will have to contact your bank about those charges, ma'am.
Okay. You just keep doing nothing, okay, sir?